not to nerd out on colors of money, but there's numbers, colors of money, right? So even in the RDT&E space, right, there's different colors within RDT&E, and they basically align to the different types of technology. So budget activity 1, 2, and 3 is for your really low technology readiness level technologies, right? That's taking something from, you know, a white paper up through sort of a bench level prototype, something that proves the technology, right? So budget activity 1 is really fundamental research, right? That might be coming up with new physics, new math, new materials. DARPA does a lot of BA1 work, right? Really fundamental research, things that are creating the new science that creates the new technology, right? It's that whole S&D piece. BA2 is more applied, right? So taking that new science and turning it into an actual sort of material, right? So you might come up with a new material in a BA1, and then you might try to start applying that material to a computer chip substrate in a BA2, right? And then BA3 is really applied research. You might be taking that computer chip substrate and actually making a full-up computer chip out of it, right? A new prototype for a vertically integrated processor, something like that. And that's kind of where the science and technology ends, right? So within R&D, science and technology is really the fundamental work. And then BA 4 and 5 is all about turning that new research into functional prototypes that can then go on to be bought, right? So BA 4, BA 5, these are special dollars. These are dollars that are spent creating operational and functional prototypes that can be taken out to the field and tested and developed and analyzed for, you know, comparison against current capabilities, right? And so different organizations have different colors of money. For instance, DARPA doesn't have BA4 and BA5 money. If you go down to SOCOM, SOCOM S&T has all of the BA4 money, right? They're doing all the prototyping. And so the way if you can figure out, right, you can talk to the program managers, if you're working with R&D organizations, you can understand what kind of money they're spending. If you can understand what kind of money they have, you can probably understand how high, right, how far they are going to be able to take your technology. If you're working with DARPA and it can take your technology to a BA, right, to a functional prototype, an initial sort of prototype up through BA3 with applied research, they may need to transition that technology to a different lab, to a Air Force Research Lab or a Office of Naval Research that has BA4 and BA5 money to continue the development of your capability into an actual functional capability that can be bought by the acquisition program. Very infrequently, seldom do things go straight from, you know, BA1 through 3 investment into a full procurement acquisition program. It's a hard leap, right? There's that big chasm in the middle. And part of that chasm is technical maturity. And frankly, that's part of why they've kind of diced up that that money, those resources differently, so that different folks can work on different parts of that technology development journey.